Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Acts, and today we'll be reading Acts 8. Just a note for anyone who missed yesterday's devotional by Kevin, we ended the narrative in Acts 7 with the disciple Stephen making a very public declaration of his faith and subsequently being stoned to death. This is the first example we see of martyrdom for the gospel, and it sets off a chain of events that we'll see in today's passage. So without further ado, Acts chapter 8. And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip, when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. But there was a man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not fallen yet on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could attain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that none of what you have said may come upon me." Now, when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Amen. So, a lot happens in today's chapter. Saul, or Paul, begins his campaign against the church in Jerusalem. The believers scatter. Stephen is buried. And in the midst of all this, Philip takes center stage for a moment. Now, Philip, like many of the other believers who were dispersed from Jerusalem, went out preaching the gospel. And Philip found great reception in the city of Samaria, whose citizens came to believe in Jesus with great joy. And as we read this, perhaps the beginning of Acts comes to mind, with Jesus telling the disciples that they are to be witnesses in where? In Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, as well as the ends of the earth. Philip's success in Samaria shows an exciting fulfillment of Jesus' promise, and it gives us insight to just how quickly the gospel was spread and how quickly the Great Commission became underway. Peter and John visit Samaria to bring the Holy Spirit to the Samaritans, and around that time, Philip is urged by God to go to this desert road between Jerusalem and Gaza. Philip obeys, and once he's there, he sees this Ethiopian eunuch seated in a chariot who is passing by. The Spirit then tells Philip to go and join this eunuch in the chariot, and Philip once again obeys. Philip runs up to the chariot, and probably to his surprise, he finds that the eunuch had a scroll containing the words of Isaiah. And so Philip finds himself with this golden opportunity to share at length the full gospel, starting from the prophets all the way to what Jesus did. And the eunuch believes. They happen to pass by a body of water, and immediately Philip and the eunuch go down and he baptizes him. And our passage ends with Philip then being whisked away by the Spirit to a different city, where, without skipping a beat, he continues to share the gospel. Now, Philip's story is such a great example of a life guided by the Holy Spirit. Every step he took in this chapter was through God directly speaking to him and directing him. Whenever the Holy Spirit told him to go, he went. He didn't delay. He didn't ask questions. He trusted that God had something big in store that he wanted Philip to take part in. And it's through Philip's faithful obedience to the beckoning of the Spirit that we see this incredible encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch, which led to a life being saved and brought to eternity. You know, I think you and I are closer to Philip than we might think. At least you and I have the potential to be. The same Spirit that guided Philip so clearly to go to the road between Jerusalem and Gaza, to go up to the chariot and talk to the eunuch, even the same Spirit that carried Philip away in an instant, is the same Spirit that dwells in you and me. Jesus has gifted us the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us do the will of the Father. And when we are oriented towards him and are sensitive to his voice, well, we have this whole amazing world of miraculous encounter and wonder in store for us. So what might your Holy Spirit-guided story be? What places might he take you? Which people might he introduce you to? How will you be a servant of the kingdom and an agent of great change as you go out today? Let's ask him to reveal these things to us. Let's pray. Lord, help us to have this reliance on you and this faith that even though we don't know the full picture, when you speak, we want to go. So Lord, help us to hear your voice. May your Spirit be guiding us so clearly and evidently. And I pray that you give us the faith and the confidence to obey immediately. May we be so excited for what you could have in store for us and how you might be using us to change the world around us. So Lord, we want to be kingdom workers who are transformed by Christ to do your will and to serve the world. And so Lord, would you help us to do that? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.